There was an idea to bring together a duo of recyclable people to see if we could become something more, so that when we needed to, we could create the podcast that we otherwise never could. No one asked for it, no one knew they needed it, but now you have it. Black Culture Geeks.
Welcome everyone to the Black Culture Geeks podcast. This is my man SBJ. And I am Tombstone the Dead Man, and we are just a couple of geeks talking about pop culture from a black perspective.
Facts.
Now, full disclosure, I am sicker than two dogs at this point.
Full disclosure.
So if my voice sounds a little different, you know, stuffy or whatever, please excuse that.
Nah, that part is acceptable, but what I'm worried about is
what, huh?
The whole sicker than two dogs thing. Like, variation of sickness is
I figure the expression is sick as a dog. So right. If I increase the number of dogs sick to get close to pandemic, you know, status, it will further indicate just how sick I am.
I don't think that meant fouls.
Two dogs.
If a dog is sick and two dogs are sick, neither dog is sicker.
Yeah, but now that there are two dogs that are sick, the one dog obviously got the other dog sick, so it's starting to become a pandemic. That first dog is
Hold up. They don't actually know each other. One's in San Diego and the other one is in Boston.
That's not how that works. These two dogs are right there in the same place at the same time.
No, we're not doing. Okay.
Huh?
Move along.
So I just want to know, I know you did something this week.
I did. I did things. And we didn't even do this last time, I don't think. So, yeah, a lot happened. I've been working. That's really all that is. 9 to 5, as well as creatively.
Like, awesome Dolly Parton shit. I got you.
I don't have that reference.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, getting by. You know that shit.
I have no idea.
What are you talking about?
No, you really stumped me this time.
You know what the fuck.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. But,
nigga.
Yeah, if you just said Tina, I'd have been like, all right.
This nigga.
What? I'm just, all right. Anyway, just working. Like, I think I've had 3 days off in the last 14 days or some shit like that. So and on those days off, I was doing other work that was not related to my 9 to 5. So, you know, it is what it is. But overall, my week was pretty good. Seeing progress and things and stuff and such.
That sounds like that old
law firm
show. HR puffing stuff or some shit.
Okay. Yeah, you got me again. Your age is really showing.
That's old. Because that I was like a little ass kid when that was on TV. So you wouldn't know nothing really about that at all.
Right.
When you was growing up, I don't think they had PBS. They had PBS no more. What the fuck? Like Sesame Street. It was before, that was before your time, right?
Sesame Street probably started. When did Sesame Street start?
I think in the late 60s.
Oh, well, yeah, it definitely started before my time.
It started in the late 60s, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah. That's what you did this week?
The more you know. Yes, that is all I did this week.
Work. Well, I'm up very sad to report that this week the eldest cat in the house passed away, Jumaane Flower.
Yeah.
And it was a very traumatic experience for the whole family. So what's crazy is just as we have gotten to the point of acceptance in the morning, Now waiting for my mother-in-law to come back from Spain to start the mourning process for her all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to suck. It's going to really suck.
No, I'm sure.
But other than that, it was my typical week.
Except for being sick.
Except for being sick, which is trash. See, I don't get sick often. So when I do get sick, it's like all of the, it's what my immune system's way of saying, you're going to appreciate us because every 3 years or so, we're going to go on strike. Just for nothing. Just for nothing. And you're going to get fucking sick. And listen.
They have to let you know who's boss.
They have to let me know. Yo, listen. I routinely tiptoe between raindrops in this house. What I mean is, there will be a house full of sick people.
Right.
And I will be among them. Like Mother Teresa amongst the lepers.
Okay.
And never get sick. I will lay in the bed with my wife when she is sick. Coughing, hacking, all of that. And I don't get sick. But every so often, my immune system raises its hand, turns it sideways, and slaps the hell out of me. You know what I'm saying? Every so often. And that was that's this week. So, like, I'm battling through it now. It's going to be trash, but it's going to be what it's going to be. Thanks. And I'm just biding my time until Captain Marvel comes on.
March. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's you got less than 2 weeks now?
Less than 2 weeks, so.
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm doing. All I'm doing. But that is the long and short of my week.
Word.
You dig?
All right, so I guess this is technically an update as far as the show is concerned.
It's the whole update.
Yeah, so.
Plus we got some stuff to talk about.
Jussie Smollett.
Is that how you pronounce that name? The last name?
I don't know. I don't know. Okay. I really have not heard his last name pronounced that often. So I don't know.
Yeah.
And I've heard it pronounced different ways.
Right.
So
we're going to go with that.
I might pronounce it differently.
I already know I'm going to. So it is what it is.
Yeah. So you start.
Okay. So. The last episode that we actually had a conversation about the whole situation, our perspective on it was based on one major principle. For years, marginalized people were not believed. When we said the police was fucking us up for no good reason, that they were occupying armies in our neighborhood, nobody believed it until... what's the motherfucker?
Rodney King.
Rodney King was on videotape getting his motherfucking ass whipped. And even then, with video, you still had people trying to create narratives that made it seem like he had it coming or whatever. Like, it's the same shit. So our perspective is, even if we don't know all of the facts, we are not going to just come out wholesale and say, disbelieve this man, regardless of what we may personally think about the story, because there needs to be some sort of equity, societal equity here, whereas marginalized people need to be believed.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, not shouted down so that they don't get a chance to get their story out. And people already
That's really the issue. That's the issue. That's impossible thought.
Yeah, that whole that's impossible shit. Fuck out of here, man. We seen, all of us that watched the world's dumbest criminals shit. Yo, don't tell me y'all ain't heard of criminals doing stupid ass shit, so cut the bullshit.
Thanks.
But that said, over the course of the last couple of weeks since we did that episode, more and more evidence started to come out that has Jussie looking like he full of shit. And now, to be fair, some new shit came out today.
Oh, yeah.
On TMZ, claiming that, you know, he had evidence to support the claim that the Chicago police got it wrong about the check he was supposed to have given to the Nigerian brothers to stage the attack. According to him, the check was for training. It had training right on there.
Yeah.
But I will just say this. just because somebody puts what they say this is for on a check is not necessarily evidence of anything.
No, that's
because people do that shit all the time. I'm in business, believe me, I know.
Right.
People put the purpose of the check to be whatever they find it to be convenient at the time. But yeah. We do need to toss that in the mix because it just came out today. But
no, it is evidence.
Yeah.
It is evidence.
You know, but what I will say is that this is possibly one of the worst things that anybody with a platform to be heard could do.
Bruh.
Because there's already a predisposition in this country to not believe, marginalized groups. There is already a predisposition here to either not generally not believe us or to believe it, but gaslight the fuck out of it.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? That's not happening here.
Uh-huh.
So for a guy to pull some half-baked bullshit like this, allegedly, and weaponize marginalized people's pain and the history of injustice in this country for some stupid, lame-ass, alleged reason that I've been hearing it lately, that he wanted more attention so he would get more money on the show. That's the rumored motivation. We still don't know this for a fact. It's absolute horseshit. And anytime you give those people, those detractors, those people that don't fuck with us, that sort of ammunition, even though, let's just call a spade, 0.03 of all hate crimes that are reported, what turned out to be fraud. I'm going to say this number again. 0.03.
So for which all means, these motherfuckers,
translation,
what's that mean? Translation.
What's that mean?
Translation, you will never... on average, you will never, on average, come across a fake report for a hate crime.
So
this is, you know, like this
we,
is
we
like
specialize
Henry's
in
comment.
Doing it. Yo, come on, dude, we specialize in this on that show of snatching the breath out of your argument before you even try to say the shit. So, it pissed me off to think that somebody would do some shit like this.
Yeah,
because all you did was undermine gay folks, mm-hmm. black folks, mm-hmm. Latino folks, mm-hmm. anybody that's considered a marginalized group in this country that has a history of being discriminated against here, a history of being bullied, a history of being lynched, burnt, with all that shit. Raped,
even women.
All that shit. Exactly.
Anybody that would fit under what the U.S. government would consider a hate crime.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you undermine the fuck out of them. Now we gotta see the smug faces. Now your name will forever be tossed up every time there's a crime that's committed, a hate crime that's committed against a marginalized person.
Because the worst part about it is no matter if he ends up being considered innocent.
Facts.
They will still use
the
situation.
They'll still use it. They'll still use it.
Which is why he's about to get the smoke that he's about to get.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, listen, all right, I'm sorry. So, I've seen people react to this news, and it is reminding me of the R. Kelly thing all over again.
Hell yeah.
And it's like, I've seen so many false equivalencies.
Man, listen.
And so much, as you like to call it, toxic fairness,
mm-hmm.
that I don't know what to do with people. Like, I've literally...
Oh, I know what to do with these people.
I've literally stopped. Like, I've gone to say something to a person unrelated and, like, might have, like, scrolled across
some
Facebook
bullshit. Yeah.
And they say some shit where they're, like, defending Jussie or some shit like that. And I'm like...
Stop.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead.
Your credibility when you do that right now...
Yeah, bro.
Listen, I'm not tossing my credibility on the pyre for none of these fake fraudulent ass motherfuckers. My point is clear on all of this shit.
And several reasons. First of all, most importantly, I mean, maybe not most important. All right, yes. Most importantly, if we're being realistic, is we don't know this nigga.
We don't know this nigga.
If we're being realistic, that is the most important factor. We don't know him. There's no reason to be defending him. This ain't your mother, your uncle. This ain't your cousin. This ain't your son. This ain't your boyfriend. None of that shit. You don't know this nigga. This nigga is some actor who did this shit because, allegedly, because he wanted more money. So I saw this meme that showed, allegedly, I don't know what the source was, but allegedly how much Jussie.
It was like 50,000, some shit like that. Is that
it was like 20, I think. How much Jussie get, how much Taraji get, and how much, what's the dude name? Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Howard.
So how much they each get. This per episode?
Yes. Next. So according to that meme, Jussie got 20. According to the meme, Terrence and Taraji both got like 175.
Of course.
Now, we not about to act like Taraji and Terrence Howard aren't decades deep into celebrities. Like,
come on, man.
Not just have been acting for decades, but have been prominent actors for decades.
Come on.
Like,
man.
We not going to act like that's not the
case. Did you know who Jussie was before Empire?
Absolutely not. I had no idea.
So, I think, like, nigga, you should have took your 20,000 episode. Hold on. Let me think about that. 20,000 episode. So, if a season has 20 episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, that's how it used to be, 20 episodes. They do a little shortened season bullshit now. But if a season has 20 episodes, right, this fool got 20,000 per episode, and he whining, and he's whining. You realize that amount of money for a lot of people is a year's salary?
That is,
That's only what, like, that's what, $2,000 or so above the poverty line?
That is a sad truth.
Per episode or some shit like that?
That's a sad truth. All right, so the first season had 12 episodes.
Okay.
So that's, what, $240,000?
Man, you better take that fucking money. and take that money and take that exposure. Isn't that up to you to flip it after that, nigga? Yeah. Flip that shit. Not doing no bullshit like this. Come on, man. Nah.
Yeah. I just don't.
And you ain't gonna sit there, hey, what, you thought you was supposed to get 100,000 an episode? Fuck out of here. How disrespectful is that to Taraji and Terrence? Disrespectful is that?
Nah, that's a fact.
Hell no. First of all, we ain't gonna sit here and act like Terrence wasn't a prominent figure in the first MCU. You're not gonna sit here and act like because my man Don Cheadle came into the picture that Terrence wasn't there at the beginning of all of this shit.
Facts.
We're not gonna do that. Like, no, nigga, no. So, nah, don't sit up here and act like that $20,000 was insulting what you brought into the game. Nigga, you have barely brought anything in the game yet. You just getting started. And now, shit, I bet that 20,000 episode look good now. I bet it look good now, don't it?
I know, right?
Motherfuckers are sorry, yo. Sorry ass niggas. Like, nah, y'all.
It's completely crazy, yo.
It's crazy, yo. Absolutely crazy for you to pull this bullshit and undermine all these other groups that were just starting to get to a point where people will fucking listen without judgment and go, okay, let me hear your story. You went and knocked that shit back 20 whole fucking years.
Yeah. Shit, if not more.
It is
ridiculous.
I don't want to hear no comparisons to white folks who did this. Yo, stop it.
My thing with the comparisons to white people. So I saw like comparisons to Donald Trump. And comparisons to people like Poolside Patricia and all that shit. And it's like, here's the thing that you aren't taking into account. Because I don't want to call you dumb, because I know some of you have good intentions when you say this shit. Y'all just don't know. Right. So let me enlighten you. The difference between a poolside Patricia and a Jussie Smollett is that with poolside Patricia, even though generally it's probably best to not have the police called on black people, but in those situations, usually when we find out that there was a false, not necessarily false police report, but there was someone erroneously calling the police on somebody.
Right.
Generally, people don't get hurt. Generally.
Right.
On top of that, you're missing the importance of Jussie lying about something like this.
Yeah.
Because it's all about power narratives.
Hmm.
If they think, they as in the people with the power, if they think that this is like a common occurrence,
right,
that people lie about,
right,
hate crimes, that just empowers people who do hate crimes.
Right.
They'll just do more because that's a higher possibility that they'll get away with it.
And again, a lot of times these people in power, they know what the fucking numbers are. They're gaslighting the fuck out of people.
But the more information they get to support confirmation bias.
Exactly.
The more information they get to support their claim, the happier they're going to be.
And that's basically, especially in their minds, of their little foot soldiers. Yeah, foot soldiers. The little guy. The little guy at the bottom end of the rung who will never see $1 million in his lifetime. The little guy who will never have the power to change anything, even in his own community. The little guy who feels like, if my life is shit, it's because of other people. My life is shit, it's because of all these marginalized groups. That guy will take this incident and run with it. And in conversations, and again, like you said, it's the power narrative, it's also narrative positioning. This is a way they will use to silence people when this shit happened to them. It's either silence them through the moment they talk about what happened to them, they bring up Jussie to try to silence them, or they'll keep that person from saying anything because they think nobody will believe them.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, nah, B, it's not the same. Plus, poolside Patricia got dragged in social media.
Oh, yeah.
And matter of fact, all them motherfuckers that called the police unwarrantedly on black people for just being black and doing something and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All them people got fucking dragged on social media. So if you think Jussie not going to get dragged in the era of the drag, you crazy.
You're going to get the smoke.
All the smoke. Oh, the same way he would have got all the support if this shit he said turned out to be true.
Facts.
Because he did in the initial. People gave him the benefit of the doubt initially. Like, hold up, y'all. Because we know crazy shit happens in this country all the fucking time. People do stupid ass shit all the fucking time. Hold up. Now, motherfuckers was born.
It's like the story sounds crazy, but it's not beyond the realm of possibility.
It's not because not in this country. In the country, who would have thought, yo? Who would have thought that in this country, in America, a bunch of babies can get shot up in the school.
Facts.
And Americans walk around with their thumb up their ass and not want to do nothing about it. Who would have thought
no,
that?
No change. Yeah, see, but more specifically, in the country of Rodney King, Oscar Grant, Sandra Bland, Philando Castro, in that country, this is possible. Definitely possible.
Same country had picnics lynching niggas.
Yeah, literally.
The kids out there and shit. Pick a nigga to lynch and shit. Same country. Gonna be smug because people hear something that happens to a marginalized people hear something that allegedly happened to a marginalized person and say, I don't know, I'm gonna give it, we'll see what happens.
Right.
Fuck out of here. That's that bullshit, yo. That's that bullshit. And the thing is, they know this shit happens. They know it happened. That's that bullshit. Not trying.
All right. So, on a lighter note, I think my biggest issue with all this, if we're being honest,
right,
he just don't seem too bright.
Nah. Because if this happened the way, hold up, before we even go completely there, this does not absolve the Chicago PD.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
So before you even start, before you flash that shit-eating grin to bring them up, no one's defending their funky asses. Fuck them. They are corrupt as a motherfucker, all right?
Thanks.
They corrupt as shit and have been for the longest time. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, they so fucking corrupt.
How corrupt are they?
They're so corrupt that I'm down for going back into the past records and making sure Al Capone got what he was supposed to get. Because I don't trust none of the motherfuckers. That's how, man. You know what I'm saying? This ain't about that.
No, fuck but Jesse seems a little bit dumb.
Yes, he does.
I'm just not, I can't hold you. Like, this nigga, so... All right, so first of all, like I said, at the time, before there was any evidence to say that he was lying, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. But looking back on this shit, so you're telling me that somebody, all right, so let's keep it all the way 100. If we're going to say that somebody from MAGA country attacked you, what color do you think that person is?
Well, we're going to be correct in assuming that that person will be white, even though there's a bunch of niggas that's running around.
Of course there are. Too. Yes. But you don't involve that in a story without trying to point a finger.
Facts.
So what? I don't know. Now, there are racists everywhere, and racists do things, right? But I find it hard to believe, me personally, and maybe this is my ignorance. I personally find it hard to believe that a racist that is full-blown MAGA country that would go as far as to just see a black person throw bleach on them, beat them up, and put a noose around their neck. I find it hard to believe that they're binge-watching Empire.
See, and this is the problem right here, right? The problem right here is that, yeah, that's it. That's it. They're not watching fucking Empire. And for the record, yo, Jesse running around with that cornball ass, I'm the gay Tupac. Listen.
Yeah, oh, that was next. That was next.
Listen, my nigga. Let me show you all the things you're not. All right? All the things you're not. Let's grant that everything you said happened the way you said it. Let me give you what you're not. You're not the gay Tupac. Mm-mm. You're not Malcolm X.
You're not
Martin Luther King.
Absolutely not.
For you to assert that this would happen to you because you were outspoken about something, I've never heard you say anything. And SPJ will tell you I'm a news fucking junkie.
No, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? I've never heard you say anything that was so shocking or so profound that it transcended your normal audience. Now, and the world heard that shit. Oh, he made a statement with that.
I'm not a news guy at all, but I have never heard anything about Jussie Smollett not regarding entertainment.
No, man. No, never. Never, ever. Never, ever.
Not once. With the whole gay Tupac thing, all right, so I think, so you set this shit up, you get out, so now your story changes, and you're reading your story from flashcards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I was attacked in a way that was so bad as to stir this much controversy, and after the attack, I was still cognizant of enough of what happened to build that story.
Right.
I don't think I would need flashcards.
Nah, and even if you want to use the excuse, my lawyer thought it was a good idea because we're in the public saying this and the story has to be consistent and there might be some key facts that I need to be saying. Even if you wanted to use that fucking excuse, it just doesn't hold water.
Well, I'm pretty sure your lawyer didn't tell you to go out there and say you were the gay Tupac.
Yeah, come on, dog. Listen, that shit is ridiculous on its face because when Pac got shot, Pac really got shot.
Right.
It wasn't him saying, yo, come down
here. I mean, there's so many reasons why.
Yo, like, come on, dude. Like, come on.
Like, we're not even going to get into the whole I fought back thing. But, so, all right. So, yes, he was officially charged. We're not going to give this motherfucker too much energy. But speaking of Chicago PD charging people.
Oh, my.
There's another follow-up to another episode that we did. Actually, our most famous episode. One Robert Kelly.
Robert Kelly. Roberto Kelly.
Well, I ain't gonna go that far. you're not gonna disrespect Latino people like that. So he was officially charged in Chicago for I don't know how many counts, but like
There's another
video or more, actually.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was more than one person.
Uh-huh.
And he stands to face like 53 years in jail or some shit like that.
Right. Good enough for
him. This might quite possibly be the best news I've gotten this year.
And what I want to do, too, is I need to comment. Because we said a lot about R. Kelly previously. Y'all know how we fucking feel about R. Kelly and his horse shit, right? But I need to direct this to some of y'all folks out there that it takes a literal mountain with the word evidence carved in the peaks fall on top of your fucking heads for you to acknowledge this man's crimes. I saw shit the other day of people saying, don't those girls look kind of rough that
I saw that shit too. What is that about?
Okay, so this I didn't see the girls, but quite frankly, y'all need to stop.
Yeah, like seriously, what does that have to do with it?
Because rape has nothing, it's power, man.
Yeah.
It's all about the power dynamic and the power to abuse.
Oh, that dumbass argument again.
Yo, because that's all
he
can
have any girl he wants.
Then you see the next thing comes to co-sign that they all want money, nigga.
It's not necessarily that they want money. In some cases, it's just all right. So let me ask you a question: if you are in a situation where you're getting a raw deal. You know you're going to get a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the option is, hey, you're not going to get what you want because what you want affects me too greatly.
Right.
But what I can do, I can give you this little consolation prize.
Right.
Now, if you don't accept this offer, I'm probably going to win and you're probably going to get nothing.
Right, right.
So, what's your pick? It's the same reason why so many why so many people are in jail for crimes they didn't commit.
Facts.
Because they took pleas.
Right, right.
It's the same situation. Right. It's just that in the situation we're talking about, the person is 100% a victim.
Right. And of course, let me tell you something about the whole they just want money shit. No, nigga, that's you. That's you. Money is at the forefront of everything you think about. That's why the first thing you do is project that on the other people. That money will never make a lot of these people whole.
But what it will do
is penalize this motherfucker.
In some way.
Because here's the thing, right? Once somebody done did some shady shit like that, once somebody then abused underage girls or boys or whatever, for all you motherfuckers that's sitting out here that y'all be the first ones to say, oh, if they touch a kid, they need to be this, they need to be that. Why wouldn't you want to see that motherfucker harmed as many ways possible as you can harm them? But these are the same motherfuckers that are sell to you. If that happened to my kid, I do this. If that happened to my such and such, I do that. But when shit like this come along, I don't see the same energy. Right. I don't see the same energy. So I'm just going to say it. A lot of y'all niggas just want to fuck kids. I'm putting it out there.
You know what? That's
y'all
possible.
Doing too much, yo. Y'all that's doing the possible. Most right now. Y'all doing yeah, the most
way
right
too
now.
Much. Now, the difference here is hopefully they have learned from his previous trial. Because there are a couple things wrong with that trial. One of them being that he was only charged for child pornography. He wasn't charged with statutory rape in the first trial. So, and then on top of that, this is how I understand it, that the evidence in that trial was insufficient to sentence him.
Right.
That's how I understand that.
That's how they try to explain it, yeah.
Okay, so hopefully with this trial, they charge him for not just child pornography, but also for statutory rape or whatever, as many different charges as they possibly can that relate to these videotapes.
Right, right.
And, you know, again, just like Jesse, Robert just don't seem that smart.
Nah. Or he has a God complex.
No, he clearly has a God complex.
I've seen this sort of thing before on a lesser scale with other people where they believe they can just get away with shit. And then when they get jammed up, they're generally surprised. Like, yo, really? Yeah. I'll be made to pay? Me? Me? You know what I'm saying? I've seen people with that shit. I'm like, yes, you too, motherfucker, can indeed. Also have this foot lodged squarely in your ass for the shit you pulled. You absolutely can. Who the fuck you think you are? I think he strikes me as one of those people. See, because this is the one thing, too, that people don't talk about a lot, but it kind of needs to be put out there. Whether it's politicians, whether it's celebrities, there is a certain segment of the population that want to be adored.
Oh, yeah.
Certain segment of the population that want to be worshipped. Certain segment of the population that needs to be the center of fucking attention. Now, while that in small doses does not cause too much of anything but an annoyance, when you have these megalomaniacs who feel justified because of whatever talent they have or whatever tactical prowess they had in achieving political power, they start to believe their shit don't stink. And you can stand in front. I'm going to tell you something. It's intoxicating. The biggest crowd I ever performed in front of, 30,000 people. It's intoxicating to stand up there and you're elevated above everybody else and you're doing your thing and you got sea of people cheering you on, being supportive. Yeah. You the man.
Now, I'm going to take your word for it.
Now, shut up. Now,
share that experience.
Well, I had the one. You know what I'm saying? Now, multiply that by how many times someone like an R. Kelly has gone out there in front
maybe
of these 300
people.
That might be generous,
right?
Because we also not talking about the reactions he would get in public when he's just out and about. We talking about his performance. Multiply that with a politician that goes out to these rallies and does these rallies and has a sea of people out there.
MAGA.
Co-signing everything they fucking say. And especially if you already come in with a predisposition for megalomania in the first place, you're already a narcissist.
Right? Yeah, but confirmation bias happens to all of us.
Yeah.
So it does. When you are engaged by so many people, when you're in that echo chamber, it's a lot of people that's the happy chemical?
Dopamine.
Yes. Yeah. That's the hit of dopamine. Yeah. That is a hit of dopamine.
Facts.
A huge hit of dopamine.
Facts. So someone that's already predisposed to have those delusions of grandeur to get it confirmed, at least as far as they're concerned, they're going to think they're above reproach. They're going to think they're above the law or above motherfucker, like the shit that normal regular plebeians have to endure.
Right.
That doesn't apply to them, right?
No, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's how they think. So it's just crazy how a lot of this shit work. And I'm going to tell you something else about that too. when these same people could just go online and see y'all caping and see y'all with y'all Superman's insignia across your chest, leaping from tall buildings, jumping in front of bullets for these motherfuckers. That adds to it too. That adds to it too.
You know what I'm saying? My fans got me.
Right. My fans, they got me.
Nah, nigga. You about to go to jail. That's what's about to happen. This is, yo, honestly, this is probably my happiest outcome episode. Facts. Like, if these things both happen the way that they're supposed to,
facts,
I'll be ecstatic.
Facts.
Because
it'd be people getting their just desserts, yo.
Exactly.
Like, yo, and it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen as often as I would like.
No.
But to be fair, in the interest of fairness, I think people should pay for shit sometimes that they probably shouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
No, but in this case, you do have that opinion.
But in this case, though,
it's kind of deserved.
Yeah, yo, like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, you got to get it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
I'm happy.
Yo, I'm happy too. I actually want to thank everybody for listening to this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to our previous episodes.
Yep,
and
yep,
those
yep.
of you that will listen to our future episodes, especially putting up with me over here with this nasal shit going on.
Yeah.
And especially listening to
I hear your mucus.
Yo, shut up.
No, I'm just saying.
Like, you hear nothing. So, so yeah, I want to thank all y'all for that. Is there anything that you're plugging this week?
Just the normal stuff. Instagram, photos by SPJ.
Word.
Go check it out or don't.
No, go check it out.
I mean, okay. That's totally up to you. And everywhere that you're listening to this podcast, any platform that you're on, iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, Podcatcher. It's probably not on Podbean yet. We're working on that. But anyway, yeah, any platform you're listening to it on, make sure you go ahead and give us a good rating. Five stars.
Yeah, that would help.
Give us nice reviews or leave comments. Also, any feedback, you know, you can go ahead and send it to blackculturegeeks@gmail.com. Go ahead and tell us whatever it is you want to tell us. Anything in the world. If you think that Tim's left big toenail is too big, then you just got to let us know. That's
it
fine.
It might surprise you to know that. I think that's it. So, yeah.
See?
You would have been
bonding with Tombstone had you sent that to blackculturegeeks@gmail.com. Yes. You see? You missed out on an opportunity. And now you can go ahead and do it. And now, you know, that is a problem solved. And make sure you go ahead and share us with your friends. Don't be selfish. There's absolutely no reason. There is enough of the black culture geeks to go around. Well, now, if that's a good or a bad thing, that's totally up to you to decide.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead and share it and help us spread our invisible message.
And, of course, I will be promoting No Skullduggery, the EP.
Yep.
You can find it anywhere digital music is sold. As well as my other like 9 projects or whatever, go check all of those out as well.
Facts.
Check out my Reaper Legion Network channel on YouTube. Yep. Check out the Black Culture Geeks YouTube channel.
Yep.
And my photography Instagram page, Reapervision 999. We take pictures because that's what we do.
Yeah, we do.
And for my man SPJ. I am Tombstone the Dead Man, and for the greater multi-world entertainment family, we are out. Peace.
Thanks for listening.